What's up, friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Okay, so today I'm actually trying something new. I am video recording this podcast, so it's going to be short and sweet, but I thought, hey, you know what? We're trying to play with YouTube, get more of my coaching videos and those things on YouTube. So I thought, what the hey? Why don't I just record a podcast live on video? We'll see how it goes, and then we're going to put the audio, obviously, on the podcast app where most people listen to the podcast. So I know most of you guys listen to it on iTunes, the podcast app, or Spotify, that sort of thing. So thank you for being a faithful listener. I just want to thank you if you've been here since day one, or if you just jumped in and are just listening, just thank you for being a part of our community. Thank you for being a part of the podcast. I call it our podcast because truly, you guys, this podcast is listener driven. If you guys weren't listening, I wouldn't be talking. Trust me, I got too much junk inside to do this for myself. I love our community. I love our people. I love the groups that we're forming. I love doing this with you. So if you're new around here, I'm so grateful. You can check out more about me at my website, www.dannysumner.com, dannysumner.com. I always spell it out to make it more accessible. Just wanted to be sensitive there. The link will always be in the show notes as well. So anyways, let's jump into today's content. I'm really excited to talk about this with you. So I actually just got off a coaching call and decided to talk about this subject. It's going to be short. It's not an exhaustive list by any means, but I want to talk about when our life is sideswiped, right? So if you have something going on, which by the way, we all have our stuff, everybody has their stuff, right? And we all know that some seasons are harder than others. And in those really difficult seasons, how do we put one foot in front of the other when things are really hard? I mean, I know it's hard when there's a lot going on in our lives and we still have to show up for our kids or show up for our businesses or just show up at church or just show up in general when we just want to like lay in bed and not get out of bed. And if it's not that dramatic and it's just a rough season, which I know some of us are going through as well, I'm going through a kind of a rough season. It's not super dramatic. I don't want to just stay in bed for days, but I do want to just not do stuff at times because I'm just so frustrated or my emotions take over or my thoughts, I just spin out of my thoughts. So this is why we implement certain tools and certain strategies and certain tactics so that you guys, we can keep the wheels on the bus so that these things in our lives don't control us as much as they do, right? And so this is part of the work, quote unquote, that we do, especially in these group programs that we're creating, like the Feel Better Journey, which by the way, if you've been wanting to jump in, we're opening doors soon. So jump on the list so that you can be notified the second the doors open. The link for the Feel Better Journey program, it will be in the show notes as well if you want to find out more about that. But you guys, this is part of what we do in this program is we're learning to thrive instead of just survive life and survive different seasons and all of that, right? It's what we're all after. It's what we want to do. And so I just want to just take a moment and just pause for a second. If you're going through a hard time, I just want you to know I am, first of all, I grieve with you. I'm so sorry, whatever sideswiped you. And if it's not a huge thing, but it just feels like a constant tidal wave of things. Again, I'm so sorry if you're in that like season. I know some people just sometimes we just feel like we're Job, like, oh my gosh, is enough enough? There's just a bunch of little things that just add up. And sometimes it's, you know, a major thing that happens. So this episode, like I said, it's not exhaustive of like what you should do, but I do want to help you guys keep the wheels on the bus. Some of us are running businesses. Some of us are running families. Some of us just have to show up for life. We don't have the luxury to take 6 months off. And if you can spend 6 months in Switzerland, by all means, go for it. If you need to do that and you can afford it, go, go, go. I'm all for it, right? I have to show up. I have kids. I still have two kids here. And when my life is sideswiped, I still want to lean in and be as present as I can. And I know that's what my people want too. And so anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's dive in.
Welcome to a Holy Mess Podcast. All right, my friends, we all know life can be so difficult and painful at times, especially when we're carrying grief or loss or wrestling with shame about our past, anxiety about our future, or frankly, like we are just not enough. But there has to be so much more for us. There is hope and joy, peace, love, fun, purpose, and a reason that you, my friend, are on this planet. Let's partner with God so you can be who He created you to be as you wrestle through and trudge through your mess. Hi, I'm Danny, a recovering alcoholic, a mom, a wife, a mentor, and dust. We are only here for a moment. Let's live like it. I'm just like you. I'm a holy mess most days. Actually, every day. Let's have some fun and laugh while trudging through our mess. This stuff doesn't need to be dry and boring. Let's dig in.
So like I said in the intro, we're talking about like, what do you do? How do you keep going? And this is just one little strategy I want to share with you that has really, really helped me. And it's helped some of my clients as I've shared this kind of strategy. And so I want to unpack it with you guys today on the podcast, because I think you guys, it can really, really help you, especially when you're sideswiped by life, whether it's a major thing or small things that just keep sticking in you and just affecting your day and distracting you. And you guys, I think that when we get sideswiped, sometimes I think that it triggers our ADHD. It makes us so distractible. And some of us think we have ADHD when maybe we're just on the verge of burnout or on the verge of exhaustion. And some of us do have ADHD. Hello, I'm raising my hand. But I just wanted to just let you know, if you're really distracted and you just feel like life keeps coming at you, that's a very human experience to just want to bury your head in the sand or just be really distracted and not be able to get through your list like you normally would or whatever the things you have to do. So how do we get through our days when we've been sideswiped? This is what today's subject is. And so I'm excited to dive in. There's just a couple strategies. So this is what I want to say. First and foremost, if you're really sideswiped and you are really struggling, I would encourage you to reach out to a mental health specialist. I think you, a good therapist, whatever you need in that way. If you're really, really struggling, please reach out to your doctor, especially if there's a medical thing going on with depression or anxiety, that sort of thing. Like, you need help, okay? There's no shame in needing help. We've all needed help. Frankly, I think we all need help all the time. God created us to need each other and to need people. It's how he created you. And so there's no shame in that. So if it's a constant struggle and it's been going on for like months or dare I say years, man, I just want to encourage you, get help. You deserve to get help. You deserve to have a helping hand. And sometimes just having someone else walk with you through the storms can really, really help. Okay. So for the rest of us who are sideswiped, but maybe it's not a mental health thing and maybe it's just life and we're just like, gosh, so distracted though. And beyond distracted and just can't get stuff done and are just kind of in this season, here's what I want to offer. And I've shared it with a few clients, and actually I've implemented it the last few weeks as I've been sideswiped by a few things in my life. I'm great. My family's great. It's not really my story to tell, but life affects us, right? And I'm a deeply feeling person. So if you're a deeply feeling person, hello, you're going to be affected. And we're not robots, you guys. We're definitely not spiritual robots. And so anyone who says like, oh, you know, it's just the devil attacking you. And yeah, there's spiritual warfare and all of that. But some of it is, you guys, we're just deeply feeling people. And so we have to give ourselves time to process and time to move through it and take care of our souls. And I've talked about it a ton of times on the podcast. I talk about it in my group coaching program. I'm a spiritual director at heart, right? I'm a life transformation coach, but my jam is spiritual growth, spiritual direction, spiritual healing, all of that, right? That's been my heart. So I was ordained almost, oh my gosh, actually a little over a decade ago, which blows my mind. Super grateful for all of that. But here's the thing. When life happens, we're not just affected with our thoughts and mentally, right? We're not just affected in our bodies and in the stress. We're affected spiritually as well. We're triune beings, right? So just like, you know, for instance, Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus, it's like the Trinity. There's three in one, right? We are many Trinities, and we're not God by any means, but we have physical bodies. We have mental, you know, our thoughts and our mind, and then we have our spirits, and they're all the same person, same thing, but they're separate, right? And we have to learn to integrate them and to take care of each of those things. But they all affect one another, right? So when I'm struggling spiritually, trust me, I'm stressed. I got pain in my neck. I've got a headache, got a migraine, you know, my thoughts, my mind, all of that. It affects my stomach. I get anxious. Our parts of us affect us, okay? And as we take care of ourselves and as we figure out what tools, what strategies work to help us thrive and help us to ultimately grow closer to Jesus and ultimately continue to be and grow into the human being that we were created to be and that we want to be and all of that. And so here's what I want to offer. If you've been sideswiped or when you're sideswiped, I want to give you permission to deal with your feelings. So listen, we're not taught very well, especially, I hate to say it, but in Christianity, to feel our feelings. We are taught that feelings are bad. Well, let me say, some feelings are okay, like joy, peace, love, like those are good feelings. Have all of those, be addicted to those, right? That's what, you know, some people lead us to believe. And that anything when we're struggling, if we're mad or we're angry or we're sad or we're hurt, like those are negative feelings. Now, here's what I want to offer you. All feelings are legitimate, okay? And now listen, there's a difference between acknowledging and feeling our feelings and getting through those feelings and learning from what they're here to share and teach us. And there's a difference between that and then letting them run our life, okay? So we have to be very, very careful, especially us feely people, not to be, you know, run over by our feelings or not to be so reactive by our feelings. It's really good to have kind of a pause and to learn to, yes, listen, acknowledge, and learn from our feelings, but not necessarily be reactive and driven by them. So it's like a whole dance. And if you're a feely person and you're kind of run by your emotions, if you want to jump into the Feel Better journey that's opening up, this is one of the things that we deal with. Like, how do we ride the waves of our feelings? How do we learn from the emotions and the feelings that we're dealing with or that come our way and not be so controlled by them? Because here's the thing, what we resist persists. Like, that's a recovery quote. I don't know who said it. They're brilliant, way more brilliant than I am. But what we resist persists. And what that means is when we say like, oh, I shouldn't feel angry about this. I shouldn't. We resist it, right? But by resisting it, all we're doing is honestly making it kind of flare up a little bit more, and it kind of grows, and it's just hard. It's like playing whack-a-mole with our emotions. And so what we do is we learn to feel them. We learn to put them in the right place. We learn to learn from them, and then we learn to process through them, hopefully pretty quickly. And once we practice it, I mean, I used to be so emotion-driven and feeling-driven, and oh my gosh, it was kind of horrendous. But I learned how to, well, I'm learning how, let me say that. I'm learning, because sometimes I'm still like, you know, way too driven by my emotions. But this is why I'm learning. This is why I'm teaching this stuff. We teach what we need to learn. I need to learn how to not be so controlled by my emotions, but I do need to learn to acknowledge them, to feel them, to learn from them so much in Christianity. And I'm not poo-pooing on Christianity. I'm a total Christian. You guys know this. I love the church. I'm a part of the church, all the things. But some people in Christianity have taught us that some feelings are bad and we should avoid them at all cost. Well, hello, how? When you're triggered or when you're hurt, how do you avoid anger? Anger is very healthy at times. Jesus was angry, right? And by the way, anger is also a part of grief. If you're grieving, man, anger is a part of the healthy healing process as you grieve so that you can move through it. And so we need not avoid some of these feelings, but we need to learn how to manage them so that they don't manage us, right? Like, how do we do that? So this is what I want to offer you. Give yourself time to deal with the stuff. And here's what I want to say. Give yourself a set amount of time each day. So I've actually been doing this the last several weeks, and honestly, it's been working most of the time. Some of the times it's not, and I get run over by emotions or feelings about an intense situation going on in my life right now. But I'd say about 90% of the time it works. So I give myself specific time to deal with, to think through, to work through, to feel certain situations going on. And then I cut it off. And I simply basically step into the parenting role of Danny, right? We all need to self-parent. I don't care how old you are. We all need to be the responsible parenting adult and say, okay, Danny, it's time now. Now it's time to go to work. And so I'll say to myself, okay, I can deal with this later. I'll grieve more later. I'll process this more later. But right now I need to go get to work. Like, this is work time, right? Or this is family time. So I'm going to lean in and be very present with my family, knowing a couple hours later, I'm going to give myself a set amount of time, however long I need, maybe 15 minutes, maybe 45 minutes, just depending, to process, to feel, to journal, right? To all the things. And we'll get into a few things that you can do during your processing time. But then the rest of the time, you basically push yourself lovingly, not in a judgment way, because here's the deal. Those of us who grew up in the bootstrap yourself, get up by your bootstraps, you shouldn't feel that way. Like, oh my gosh, we tend to shame ourselves and make ourselves feel bad for needing to process. That is not what I am saying. Do not bootstrap yourself. Do not avoid it. Do not say you shouldn't feel this way, right? Like, if you've got like an old parent's voice in your head, like, you shouldn't feel that way. You should feel this way. Or, you know, we almost like gaslight ourselves a little bit into not struggling or not feeling some way. And so I want to give you permission to feel your feelings, deal with your stuff, and lean into it. And in a very gentle, loving, kind way, okay, it's time to get up and it's time to go to work. I'm going to go do my little work sprint. And then it's time to, you know, be with my family and be the mom I need to be and clean the kitchen and show up for my kids and all of that. And I'm going to lean in and I'm going to be present. Because so much of the time, this is what happens, you guys. If we don't give ourselves time to process these things, they press us and they're constantly in our brain. And then we get nothing done. We show up to work, but we're not being productive. We show up with our family, but we're not really being present. We're listening, half listening, because we're thinking about all the stuff that we're ruminating about and so struggling with. So we're not even present with our family, right? And it's just really hard. And so we go to work out and then we don't. We just look on our phone or whatever. So this is what I want to say. When you're in those struggling times, give yourselves time. I don't care if it's 5 minutes. I don't care if it's 15 minutes or 45 minutes, whatever you need to process. And what do you do in those processing times? Okay, so this is what I want to encourage you to do. So I just wrote down a few things that I have been kind of been my go-to. When I'm really struggling and I need to process, I will give myself time to reach out to a friend. I'll call somebody to be able to ask them, hey, do you have a few minutes for me to process? Like, do you have the space and capacity for me just to like vent out some stuff and just kind of hear myself? I'm an external processor, so it really helps me to just to get it out. So I'll do that. I'll reach out to a friend because I know we're made for community, you guys. We're absolutely made for community. I will journal. I will write. I will just get it all out. And this journaling, I'll do it on a piece of paper that I can just write really messy and then throw it away or burn it or tear it apart, right? Because you've got to get this stuff out. And journaling has been a huge, huge gift to my life. And so I want to encourage you, if you can, totally journal it out. Take 5 minutes and just poison pen journal it. Make sure no one reads it, right? Because when we get it out at first, it can be a little bit more intense or more exaggerated than what we actually feel or where we want to land. But we've got to get that out. Otherwise, that stuff can just poison us inside. So one of the other things I do is I go on a walk. I would love to tell you I go on a run because that, you know, vigorous exercise can really get that anxiety out and energy out. But I'm not in the running place. So I will go on a vigorous walk, right? Or a hike, or I'll do jumping jacks or something. If I only have 5 minutes, I'll try to do something physical for about 5 minutes. If you can go on a longer one, go on it. If you can incorporate healthy music or worship music or pray, oh my gosh, if you can go on a hike and pray out loud, you get brownie points for that. Because I think that when we can move our body and do something in a spiritual way, you know, where we're pressing into Jesus and trying to learn how to surrender and all of that, I think it can be very, very, very helpful. One of the other things that I'll do is I'll make the time just to grieve. I will just feel my feelings and I'll cry and I'll let it out. And sometimes you guys just get in the shower and just cry it out. It might be 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're just kind of angsty and sad. Go get in the shower, cry it out, wash your face and get back to life. Sometimes that little 15-minute break can invigorate you for the next 5 hours of life. And so taking these little pit stops of like, I need to process, I'm angsty or I'm sad. And then you process, you get through it, and then you get right back into your life. Because if we don't take these little pit stops and give ourselves time, especially when we're sideswiped by something major going on in life, it takes over our whole day. And instead of getting, you know, 5 or 8 hours of work done, we get about 20 minutes worth of work done. And it was an 8-hour day, right? Or we're trying to be present for our family and we're not even really paying attention and we're forgetting different things or whatever. And so I just really want to encourage you to give yourself pit stops to take care of yourself. And I keep thinking about Daniel in the Old Testament, how he prayed 3 times a day. Maybe it's 3 times a day, you guys. Maybe if you're really sideswipe, you give yourself 5, 10, 15 minutes, 3 times a day to just process. And maybe 3 days later, all of a sudden, you don't need 3 times a day. You just need 2 times a day. You just give yourself this moment in time where you can grieve, where you can process, where you can be angry, where you can be frustrated, and where you can be sad, whatever you need to do. And then you lovingly push yourself back up and say, let's go. Jesus, help me get through the rest of my day. You guys, I hope that this little tidbit, this little tactic, this little tool helps you in your life, especially if you've been sideswiped by something. And I just want to say a little prayer for you if you have been sideswiped. And I know how hard it can be, especially when we're deeply feeling people and we're thoughtful people. We think a lot, right? And so that's not always the best thing. But I have so much empathy for you if you've been sideswiped by something. So let me say a quick prayer for you. I'm super grateful you're here. I hope if you're watching this on YouTube, oh my gosh, I hope that this is something that I can do more of. If you like it, please let me know. And if you're listening on the podcast app, thank you so much for being here. You guys know I cherish you. If you want to join my email community, the link will be in the show notes. I send emails with some encouragement, podcast updates, all that sort of thing. And also, you'll be one of the first to know when doors open for the Feel Better journey. We're just wrapping up the last round and it's been an incredible time. If you're wanting to grow in tools and strategies and ways to just find some healing and some more grace for yourself, especially if you're holding anything against you from the past, if your past is haunting you, that sort of thing, we really dive into some spiritual practices and just process this journey of healing. I so believe in the power of prayer and so believe in the power of Jesus, but I know that sometimes it's a process, you guys. And so I just want to just speak life into you and just tell you, if you're on that process, man, welcome to the club. I'm on that process too. I'm on that journey. And I'd love to journey with you. If you have been reading all the books, going to the seminars, doing therapy, and you just want to grow more and recover from your life, I would love to journey with you. Check out the show notes and you can find out more about the Feel Better Journey, my group program that's launching soon. So let me say a quick prayer for you. And thanks for being here today. This was fun. I hope that you guys like the YouTube version. So, all right, Lord, thank you for my friend. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you for what you're doing in my friend's life. Father, I thank you for this podcast and this space to be honest and to be real and to be authentic and to seek after you. And so, Lord, I just pray for my friend. I pray you'd bless them, fill them, and pour out just your love and grace. Lord, life can be so, so difficult. And I know you know that. And so would you just bless my friends today in Jesus' name? Amen. All right. God bless you. So grateful you're here. And I will be in touch in a few days. We'll talk in a few days. All right. Love you guys.
Hello, my friend. If this episode blessed you, made you laugh, or triggered you, hey, that's growth. Please do me a favor and share this with a friend. And if you feel led, please leave a written review for the show. That really helps us out. Don't forget, you are in good company if you're feeling more broken than you'd like to admit. And you are more loved than you can ever imagine. Have a great week. See you next time.